My mother didn't sing. My father didn't sing. At least I never remember him singing. And I know for sure my mother never sang, because she always used to refer to herself as tone deaf. But I found out later on that my father used to listen to music, and my mother too. Well, I'm not sure my mother ever listened to it, but he was always playing Chopin and etudes, piano pieces. And he may have played other pieces by Chopin, but he's the one I remember. Not that it had any influence on me. I was quite happy listening to it, but this is jumping ahead a long way from the first music that I liked. The first music that had an influence on me. I think the first music must have been, "If you go down to the woods today, you're sure of a great surprise. If you go down to the woods today, you won't believe your eyes." That goes back as far as I can remember. I just have to assume that it was something, you know, used to be sung when I was about 3 or something in the family. I know that I was introduced at some age, maybe 4 or 5, to Peter and the Wolf. Peter and the Wolf is the introduction to the orchestra, and it's narrated by, I don't know, Peter Ustinov did a version of it, but it's essentially telling the story of Peter and the Wolf through different instruments. And when something happened, it would be the music would represent that. And I'm pretty sure that at the end of it, it all was blended together. And who was it? Was it Tchaikovsky? Or Prokofiev? I can't remember, and I might be wrong about both of those two things. But they were the earliest music. They are the earliest music that I'm confident I was exposed to at a young age. I was never exposed to pop music. That came a lot later, and I'll probably talk about that on another occasion. I was never exposed to Irish traditional music. I was at an early stage, although I'm jumping ahead, probably about till I was about 8, 9, to some songs by Percy French. Slattery's Mountain Foot, It's a Long Way to Tipperary, Girls from the County Down. And I discovered afterwards, many, many years afterwards, that Percy French was a terribly interesting person in the context of Irish history. That's another story. But yeah, that's my earliest. Where was I? I was in Limerick. That's where I grew up, in eldest of a family, and born on the anniversary, the first anniversary of my parents' wedding. And well, now as I'm talking, I remember other pieces of music that were early, that I was exposed to early. One of them was a piece called Night Riders in the Sky, but I can't remember what age I was. We were a big radio family. There was the music that was played at 1:15 every day as the opening introduction to a soap on the radio called The Kennedys of Castle Ross. What all these things had to do with my taste in music later on, I don't at all know. But I still like very much when I hear songs by Percy French. And I would happily listen to Night Riders in the Sky if I ever came across it. Certainly haven't listened to it for about 60 years. There we go. First day of October. And it's been good. Been very good to remember. I think it is good for everybody to remember back to their childhood, because a lot of it is forgotten, and lost memories are well worth digging up.